McDonald Max Football is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Ashley Construction, Post Glass and Mirror, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Alley, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center of Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates Professional Land Surveying, Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Breniser Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Northwestern Bank, by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Mason Companies, Stelter Incorporated, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Royal Credit Union, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Weirs Gallup Plumbing, Heating, and Air of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Culver's Kickoff Show, here's the voice of the Max, Mark Alverson.
WOGO, your sports station.
Paul Anthony, thank you so much. Mark Halverson, Carter Grill. We're at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls for McDonald and the Trojans of New Auburn. As Max come in here riding a two-game winning streak at 3-2. They won their opener, had two defeats, and have bounced back with two straight pastings of the opposition, one of which we had a couple weeks ago on a Saturday afternoon, a win over Bruce. And last week they took care of business against Cornell, 46-8. New Auburn comes in here 0-5 on the season. And Carter Grill, on paper at least, kind of a mismatch.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, New Auburn's always been a tough physical team going into football games, but, we just got to match their physicality.
Culver's Kickoff Show here on WOGO Sports, presented by Culver's of Lake Alley on FM 103.1, AM 680, the live stream on WOGO.com and on Max TV.
Yes.
How can people access that?
So you can go to, it's actually on Max TV's on Facebook for the football stream today. So if you go to the McDonald website, you can find the Facebook live there.
All right. And the McDonald website, do you know?
I have no
idea. Okay. All right. The McDonald website, you can find that. So, again, we've got the Max and Prairie Farm tied atop the conference at 2-0. You've got Lake Holcomb and Bruce at 1-1. New Auburn and Cornell at 0-2. So, we will hear shortly from Wayne North, the head coach of New Auburn. This is the overview on their season. They got beat by Owen Withy 56-6 to start the year. Lost 48-8 at Greenwood. Thorpe blanked them 36-0 on September 9th. They came back mid-September and lost at Lake Holcomb 50-8. We'll hear about Lake Holcomb here momentarily. And at Prairie Farm last week, they lost 59-14. That's the Max opponent in 2 weeks, with maybe, most likely, the conference title on the line. We'll hear later from Coach Mark Maloney in the pregame interview that Lake Holcomb, they dropped out of the conference. They forfeited the remainder of their games due to injury situation. So that alters things.
Very much so, yeah.
That alters things because Lake Holcomb was supposed to be Prairie Farm's opponent tonight. That game not happening. Prairie Farm wins on the forfeit. Lake Holcomb was to be the Max opponent next week, hosting McDonald. Not going to happen. The Max get a break. Again, Coach Maloney will talk about that a bit later in terms of his message to his guys as it relates. But New Auburn looking for their first win of the season. They got a tough test, they know, against the other team atop the conference with Prairie Farm. It's the McDonald Max hosting them in this game tonight. And we've got it for you coming next, a three-minute timeout, and then head coach Wayne North of New Auburn, followed by our conversation with Mark Maloney on the Culver's Kickoff Show on this Thursday night on WOGO Sports.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase two are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
The Medicine Shop presents Ways Life Has Become Easier. Our horse-drawn carriages became SUVs. Airmail became email. And instead of waiting in line for prescriptions, we now have free local delivery from The Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop, making your life easier with free local delivery. Transfer your prescriptions to The Medicine Shop and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonald difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Zed! One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
It's the Culver's Kickoff Show on FM 103.1 and WOGO.com as New Auburn visiting the Trojans tonight against the McDonald Macs, and Coach Wayne North with New Auburn. Coach, give us your overview on the season so far.
Oh, we've had a rough season. We're young, but then we had major injuries on top of it this year. Just trying to throw some stuff together and keep the kids moving forward, and they haven't given up yet, and they're playing tight like a team. So it's been good in that aspect, but we just don't have that senior leadership. Basically one senior this year, and that's my kid, and he's all of 120 pounds when he has probably two sets of gear on, you know how that goes. So it's one of those years that it's a character building year.
You're up back-to-back weeks against the top teams in the conference. Last week Prairie Farm, this week at McDonald.
We knew from the get-go those would be the toughest teams this year. Hoping on being healthy. If we had everybody, at least we, be competitive. And, it's just one of those things that, tonight we're going to come out and give it our all, and the kids are ready for it, and we'll see where it ends up.
Give us a quick idea in terms of when your club has the ball. You seem to run most of the time.
Yeah, we are more of a running team, although we're trying to implement more and more passing all the time every week, especially since our guys have been banged up a little bit, trying to not do that, that power football, trying to keep our guys healthy. But, we have a couple guys that can throw this year. We're hoping on throwing the ball half the time this year, and our quarterback blew out his ACL opening night. So it's like.
And who was that?
That was Gabe Quinn. Okay. So, it's been a good year where we've had to change everything every week.
And defending this talented McDonald offense tonight, quite a test for your Trojan defense.
It is. I mean, we'll try everything, throw everything at them that we can. They know how to score points. They know how to throw the ball. They know how to run the ball. We'll just do our best to try to keep them in check.
Coach, we wish you the best. Stay injury-free and have a good rest of the season.
Hey, thank you very much. You have a good night.
All right, that's Coach Wayne North of the New Auburn Trojans coming in here 0-5, trying to score the upset on the road at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls against your McDonald Max. We'll hear from Max head coach Mark Maloney when the Culver's kickoff show continues in a moment on WDOGO Sports.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local employee-owned factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Our team member Nick will tell you why.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one. Wisconsin is the dairy state, so naturally, Culver's was inspired by everyone's favorite rich and creamy tradition, frozen custard. We make our fresh frozen custard in small batches in every Culver's. It's a match, or batch, made in heaven.
Come have a taste of Wisconsin. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Is your wallet feeling lighter every time you fill up at the pump? Get a Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card and stop paying full price for gas. It's easy. Pick up a free card at Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, shop for qualifying items in the store, and then save big the next time you fill up the car. It's fast, free, and easy to get started. Go to Hy-Vee.com/perks to learn more and start saving today. Or visit the customer service counter at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of McDonald Football.
The Culver's Kickoff Show on FM 103.1, WDOGO.com. With us, Max head coach Mark Maloney. And, Coach, we called your game a couple weeks ago, 42-0 blanking of Bruce, 46-8 over Cornell last week.
Yeah, I mean, the kids are playing really, really well. You know, we started out a little slow last week in the first half, I thought. You know, it was 25-8 on the scoreboard, but we did not play well. And we made some great adjustments at halftime there, and the kids responded very well. And then came out in the second half and played a strong second half. So we kind of emphasized that. I want that to carry over tonight. I mean, yeah, New Orleans is a little banged up, and but you know what? They're going to put eight players out there, and they're going to go for a win just as bad as we are.
Some big announcement here in the conference this week from Lake Holcomb.
Yes, you know, they kind of ran into some injury bugs up there too and got, you know, short on players. So they ended up canceling their season. So we won't we'll have a bye week next week. And you know, and that's what we, you know, I don't want to pick up another game. It'd be tough to pick one up, but it's, you know, we end up with a win out of that forfeit anyway. So I figured, well, let's just rest them up and have a good week of practice and then get ready for Prairie Farm. That's going to be a big game.
Absolutely. This one here tonight on paper, I mean, New Auburn's had their troubles 0-5 on the year. dominated by Prairie Farm last week, and a lot of their scores lopsided. So what about mentally getting you guys up for this one?
Well, yeah, you know, it's like I told the kids, I told them last night that, you know, Lake Holcomb was, we weren't going to be able to play next week. So I said, let's go out and play twice as hard tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, mistake-free. I said, I want mistake-free football. I want discipline. I want good tackling. I want good technique. I want everything to be perfect tonight. So that's our goal tonight, is to just play a really, really good game of football.
Right. Lay it out there, because you're going to have 2 weeks to rest up.
Yeah, you know, and again, you know, I told them, I said, you know, play hard tonight. I said, we got 2 weeks to rest up. But again, you know, I want them to just play a really good, solid game of football. And, you know, I'm hoping that's what they come out with. So their attitude's pretty good. So, you know, we're going to get through this one, and then, you know, you get a week to kind of get ready and stuff, and that's always a little difficult to do, is to keep them focused, you know, all next week, and then finally game week after that. But, you know, we'll worry about that after tonight.
And so the health status of your guys?
Well, everybody's really, really good right now. We got a young freshman, Caden Boost, that ended up banging up his shoulder last night in practice, just a fluke thing. He kind of hit the ground wrong and kind of banged his shoulder up. But he was a good freshman for us, playing our JV. Our JV's playing very, very good. I think they're 4-1. They got New Auburn on Monday. So they're playing strong. But other than Caden, Evans coming off his ankle injury early on against Thorpe, he's 99.9% ready to go. Dawson's been running the ball well. Everybody's pretty healthy right now.
Coach, we wish you the best. We'll hope to talk to you afterwards.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Head Coach Mark Maloney getting ready for this one. Chi-Hi and New Auburn on a Thursday night from DeRay in Chippewa Falls. Getting closer to kickoff on the Culver's Kickoff Show on WDOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
A high school sports career goes by way too fast. So how do you make all those memories last for a lifetime? You could get the standard sports photos.
Now hold the ball on your hip and smile.
Or you could call Orange Impression for a hype video that your team will never forget. Orange Impression captures real game highlights with professional video, editing, and music that will make your athlete feel like a pro. Not convinced? Check out their high school football hype reels at orangehype.com.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none, with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
The Culver's Kickoff Show, Mark Halverson, Carter Grill. We've got Dawson Halverson back at our Wogo studio. We got the A-team together as the McDonald Max getting set to host New Auburn. And one of the things that just you can't help but be struck by is you see the number of players for McDonald versus New Auburn, a very small number. Lake Holcomb calling it a season this week because of, you know, the injury situation and a lack of players. And I know it's only eight person rather than 11 person football, but still, those numbers are a factor, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you got to have depth on your team, because if you don't, I mean, if someone gets injured, you got to fill that with someone that might not play that position.
Absolutely.
So that's what you're kind of looking at with the injuries with New Auburn. I mean, it's just got to be a next up man mentality, and we'll see what they can put together for us tonight.
And again, when you look at the on paper, I mean, New Auburn really hasn't even been in the games. McDonald has had some lopsided wins most recently, and a chance, it seems, tonight to get out in front and distance themselves. So let's shift right now in the Culver's Kickoff Show to the Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. So what do you think, Carter Grill?
Well, you definitely got to be physical coming into this game, because, I mean, New Auburn's not going to shy away from being physical here. But, again, you got to stop the run, and you got to execute the offense. And like Mark said in the pregame interview, just play hard, because you got 2 weeks. This is the last contact you're going to get, except for practice, for 2 weeks until you face one of the better teams in our conference.
That's right.
So you got to put it all on the line tonight.
Prairie Farm is the game you're talking about. 2 weeks from tonight, we'll have it for you on WDOGO Sports. But tonight, it is the Trojans of New Auburn, and those are your Toyson Ford keys to the game. Play aggressive and good execution. Take care of the football, and hopefully it would spell a McDonald victory. You know, interesting to look at, again, the Macs had begun with that win at Greenwood and then had the subsequent losses to Thorpe and Owen Withy before bouncing back with these most recent wins over Bruce and Cornell. And just to see the McDonald numbers in terms of scoring this season by quarter, the Macs outscoring their opponents 72-34 in the first quarter, 61-40 in the second period, 54-28 in the third, and 15-8 in the fourth, outscoring them 202-110 overall. That does it for the Culver's Kickoff Show on WDOGO, Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We'll take a break when we come back. Getting ready for football, the Macs hosting New Auburn tonight, Thursday night football on WDOGO Sports.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonald difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roll-Off Service a part of your team. Johnson Roll-Off helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roll-Off Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRolloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
29 McDonald players suited up, 17 for New Auburn. That's the numerical advantage we're talking about as New Auburn introduced onto the field as a team, and they are dressed in their white jerseys with their navy blue numerals and some gold trim and the navy blue pants, the blue helmets with some gold as well. Meanwhile, McDonald in their lighter blue uniforms with the gold numerals and lettering and white pants. The Macs are coached by Mark Maloney, and the visiting New Auburn Trojans are coached by Wayne North. Again, it's eight-person football. And McDonald winning earlier in the season, a convincing win over Greenwood. And then the losses to Thorpe and Owen Withy, where especially stopping the run was difficult for the Macs. And now, at least on paper, they're heavy favorites going into this contest tonight. Checking the eight-person football rankings for the state of Wisconsin, Newman Catholic of Wausau is number one, followed by St. Mary Catholic, Valley Christian. Owen Withy's third at 5-0, DeSoto's fourth, Thorpe is fifth. So the Macs have lost to the fifth and third-ranked teams and eight player in the state. So there you go. Lena, St. Thomas Aquinas, sixth, followed by Siren, Gibraltar, Gilman, and Shell Lake. All right, and there's the kick, and we're underway, and the ball kicked out of bounds by New Auburn. See how the Macs handle that as McDonald will go from left to right. Mark Halverson, Carter Grill here on WOGO Sports, and same field tomorrow night, undefeated River Falls against Chi High, and we'll have it for you. 6:35 pregame here on WOGO Sports.
Looks like we're just going to take the kick.
Yeah, McDonald's going to take it at the 40, going left to right. And so we're underway. Grant Smiske, your quarterback. I formation behind him. Dawson Moulton, big ground gainer. See his grandpa and grandma here tonight. Former state senator Terry Moulton, his wife Sue Kay. A little bit of movement, handoff, and it's going to be Fritz ahead to the 45-47-yard line. And Daniel Fritz moving the ball that time. The sophomore fullback, a gain of 7, second and 3.
Good power run there by Daniel.
Yeah, everybody's expecting Dawson Moulton. He changed it up on him a little. Second down and 3 for the Macs. Smiske, I formation behind him. Usual, and it's going to be Moulton this time off the left side, past the 50, gets that first down of the night to the 48 of New Auburn. The Macs had racked up a lot of first downs, remember, in that 42-0 win over Bruce a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
12 days ago, to be precise. As you heard, all right, we're just keep it right on going for the Macs. Smiske under center, I formation behind him. Pitch out, Moulton coming to the near side, stretching it out, the 50, the 45, hits a backer and out of bounds at about the 40-yard line, so a good gain. It should make it second and short. Let's see, unless they say he stepped out of bounds prior to that, and they're going to say more like the 42, so a gain of 6 or so, making it second and 4. So Moulton had gone for 5. He goes for another 6 for 11 yards on 2 carries. Short huddle to Max Smiske under center from the 42, second and 4. He'll take it this time. Back to pass for the first time tonight. Going to throw the long ball. He's got a receiver downfield. It's tipped up and incomplete. And good job by the defense for New Auburn. Jace North, the coach's son, 5'9", 130. Coach said he goes 120 with double uniforms, but they got him listed at 130. I do appreciate that New Auburn lists height and weight, and that is really nice.
Yeah, it's super nice when we're trying to announce stuff here.
I want to make sure we get you nice and loud here, Carter, so I'm turning your mic up all the time, so everybody at home wants to hear you.
Oh, I'm sure.
Incomplete. They do. Incomplete pass. So it makes a third and four for the Max now from the New Auburn 42. Smisky. Back to pass, three-step drop, fires, got his receiver. Petrel on 30, and he's going to shake one tackle, the 20. Still on his feet at about the 15-yard line, the all-time leading receiver for a career in eight-person football. Dale Tetrault from the 42 to the 14, a gain of 28 yards. How about that, Carter?
Great power. He caught that and just kept running, wouldn't stop. That's a great play by Dale.
Absolutely, fantastic. And second first down of the night for your McDonald Max from the 14-yard line of New Auburn. Max already in the red zone, the Johnson Roloff red zone. Johnson Roloff is your local Roloff dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRoloffService.com. Smisky, handoff this time, Fritz. Fritz on his feet, the 10. Good shake at the 5. He's going to get in the end zone. Touchdown. Ryan Fritz with 10:19 to go first quarter. Puts the Max on the scoreboard, leading 6-0.
That's a great, great run by Daniel, was it? Yeah, Daniel.
14-yard touchdown run. And Fritz puts the Max in the scoring column. And now Allie with the extra point. The ball is down, the boot is up, and it's good. 7-0 McDonald, back in a minute. Max lead it on WDOGO Sports.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
If you're used to big box store pharmacies, your local medicine shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee probably feels a bit different. We don't just herd you through the line.
57, paging 57.
We get to know you by name.
Hi, Sarah.
And always take the time to answer your questions. Plus, we offer free same-day local delivery. So think outside the big box. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
And there's the kickoff by the Max, number 6, Will Fritz, booting that one. And New Auburn on the return, out past the 30-yard line, is number 2, Braden Lotz, a 6'1", 160-pound junior. New Auburn football trailing 7-0 early, Carter.
Very early, yep. We'll see what they come out offense-wise with. Looks like probably their third-string QB is what looked on the depth chart.
Well, I think, yeah, the freshman, yeah. Sawyer Jones, number 8, is who we
assuming
understood.
Something?
Oh. And no, they're going to go to number 2, Braden Lotz. Braden Lotz, yep, at quarterback, 6'1", 160. We just had him on the return from the 35, and it's going to be a handoff right away. And
tackled by...
Yeah, good job by the McDonald defense. Yeah. And that is number 11, Jace North, their leading carrier, and a gain of 2 to the 37 for North. Second down and 8 for New Auburn from their own 37, going right to left, 63 yards from Pater, 9:50 to go in this first quarter. Under center, Lotz, pitch out North. North, the coach's son, going to get a loss of 1, I think, and gang tackled there by a number of McDonald Max, including number 46, Brady Rubenzer.
Yeah, Brady's a good kid. I mean, he can definitely read plays a lot better than half the guys out there. So
we're going to say just past the 35, we're going to call it a loss of 2. So third down and 10 for New Auburn, and trailing already 7-0. Lotz, their quarterback, under center. He's going to run it to the left himself. He's looking to keep it all the way, a gain of about 4 or 5, but well short of the first down. Again, Rubenzer and company into a tackle. Will Fritz also, the senior linebacker, on the tackle after the gain of 5 by Braden Lotz. And that sets up a fourth and five. But from their own 40, one would think a punting down for Coach Wayne North's squad. And they'll send number nine back, Stanley Lang, to do the kicking. The Macs already up 7-0. Tetrault back on the punt return at about the 33-yard line. Low snap. There's the punt out of there. It's going to hit about the 39 rolling, and inside of the 30 of McDonald, it takes a New Auburn roll, very kind, and all the way inside the 20 and down at about the 18-yard line.
It looks like it touched him around, give or take, 40, the 38 right here. They're going to place it right here because it bounced up and hit him in the helmet. And
wow.
And then it rolled.
What a difference. That's a 21-yard difference.
Yeah.
But they're going to say it hit a New Auburn player at the 39, so the Macs getting a big break there.
Yeah, that helps a little bit.
And McDonald will take it over now from their own 39, 61 yards from pay dirt. I formation, Smisky, keeper on the left side, pitches out to Moulton. Moulton, the 40, and going to get himself to about the 45, maybe crashing beyond that before the New Auburn tacklers are in, like Austin Wooliver, a 6'5", 180-pound junior.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to mark it at the 45.
Yeah, so a six-yard gain for Moulton. Three carries for 17 yards. Fritz, though, got the touchdown, so they're kind of mixing the fullback in there. Second down and four for the Macs from their own 45, going left to right. And there's the quick pass. Tetrault on the right side. He's going to fake and go. He's to the 40, the 35. He could go, the 30, the 20,
go.
The 10. Dale Tetrault scores with 7:47 to go in the first quarter, and the Macs lead it 13-0.
He made that one little move right at the line of scrimmage, and the defender went for it and completely juked him out and touchdown.
55-yard touchdown pass to Dale Tetrault, his second catch of the night already, and he's got 83 yards on two catches.
We got Alley for the extra point.
Yep. The boot is up for the Macs, and it is through. Good. And we've got a 14-0 Macs lead back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef. That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
At Hy-Vee, we make lives happier. And you'll be happy when you stop by for breakfast in our Wahlburgers fast casual restaurant. Or grab a flatbread pizza from our Mia Italian. In the mood for Chinese? We have that too in our Hy-Vee High Chai department right next to our sushi counter. So whatever you're in the mood for, you'll leave with a smile on your face when you visit Hy-Vee. A proud sponsor of McDonald Football.
There's the boot from Fritz, and it's going to go out of bounds at about the 20-yard line. Hey, give yourself a cost of living increase. Barry Global's opened up night shift production operator positions with 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 an hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at barryglobal.com/careers. All right, so New Auburn in a big hole already. 4-plus minutes in, 4 minutes and 13 seconds in. They're down 14-0. Carter Grill, no picnic.
No picnic.
And we've got plenty of highlights already for our halftime show here as Dale Tetrault, his catch. Fantastic. And I'm going to make sure. All right. So it will be New Auburn from the 35-yard line after the kickoff went out of bounds. And the handoff, I think, is north to the 40.
Number 11 for...
Yep, yep. North again. So Jace North, he's the coach's son, a senior, 5'9", 130 pounds. And his third carry of the night goes to the 40, a gain of 5, so second and 5.
I think the coach said that's the only senior on this squad.
Yeah, that's right. So a young team.
Very.
Braden Lott's the quarterback. And the handoff, a loss of yardage on that play. And a different ball carrier this time. Again, the number's going to see someone unusual. But Austin Wooliver listed as an offensive lineman, defensive end, but again, it's not a lot of guys. So 6'5", 180, he got the carry, a loss of one on the play for Wolliver. And Wolliver minus one. Third down and six now. As Lotz comes up under center. He'll take it back to pass, rolling to his right. On the far side, he's going to run it himself, and the Max going to tackle him short of the first down.
Fourth down. Let's see. Who
did we get on the tackle there?
It looked like number 80 is 80. Anderson?
David Anderson.
David Anderson. Yep.
David, just the sophomore. You know about him for his receiving. And the gain of three on the run by Lotz. So two carries for 8 yards. Fourth down, they need three more to get to the 45. And at this point, they're going for it.
Yep.
So a big play on fourth down and three for New Auburn from their own 42 going right to left. Lotz, handoff, north, and it's going to come short. He got a gain of one, but Anderson and company there to wrap him up at the 43. And McDonald takes over at the New Auburn 43-yard line. Well, a gamble for sure, but you're down 14-0 already, and they thought, forget the punt. Yeah, just go ahead and try to keep this drive going, but nothing doing.
You got to see what they let you do. I mean, if you got to go for it. You're down 14-0. I mean, first two drives that McDonald's put out has been touchdowns. So.
But the problem is now look at the field position.
Exactly, yeah. That's the risk-reward.
Yep, and so Max I formation, Grant Smiski, the sophomore. Just a sophomore, this kid. Rolling to his right, he's going to throw the long ball right away down the field. He's going to find Anderson for the touchdown. David Anderson, the very first play. McDonald not holding anything back. The 43-yard touchdown strike. Tetrault was down there, too. And the Max lead it 20-0. So some big touchdown. He had the 28-yard completion to Tetrault that set up the first touchdown. And this one, the 55-yard score. And now a 43-yard touchdown pass from Smiski, this time to Anderson, his first catch of the night. And Allie Ferguson to try to make it three extra points in a row. And
got it.
Count it. 21-0 Max. Back with another kickoff in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. Careers.
McDonald. It's just been a fireworks show. Tetrault with a couple of big catches, and now David Anderson gets the touchdown grab. And there's the kickoff bouncing at the 24, and North is wrapped up at the 25-yard line by the Max defender. Was it Will Fritz?
Yeah, by the kicker, it looks like.
Will Fritz.
Yep.
And so, what do you know? So you were making a good observation here, Carter Grover. You were saying the question is going to be, how long do you play the starters? I mean, this game is already out of hand, middle of the first quarter.
Yeah, that's going to be definitely a on-the-field decision on
right.
how long.
But the thing is, these guys aren't going to play for a couple weeks, so I think you play them.
Exactly. Or you play your second strings.
Oh, and there's a fumble on the handoff, and it squirts out. And the Max get it.
Looks like he just tried to cut inside and just lost it.
I think, was it Stanley Lang? I think it was.
I think it was North.
Jace North. All right, Jace North, fumble lost. And that's the first turnover. And so McDonald gets it at the 27 of New Auburn. So, wow. Could they score four touchdowns within the first 6 minutes? 6:27 to go, first quarter. Mark Halverson, Carter Grill. On the call, Grant Smiski, and flags thrown.
Yep. He came in from the linebacker spot and just didn't stop.
And that is the a 5-yard penalty on New Auburn for being offside. So from the 27 to the 22, So the Macs are knocking on the door of the Johnson Roloff Red Zone yet again. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Smisky now. He's going to take this one.
Take it himself.
Smisky run himself into the heart of the defense, and Smisky going to get himself all the
touchdown.
Way into the end zone for another touchdown with 6:19 to go first quarter. New Auburn just cannot stop McDonald on consecutive drives. The Macs just one play after another getting into the end zone, and Grant Smisky on the 22-yard run makes it 27-0 McDonald.
I've never seen Grant run that fast before.
Yeah. Oh, took it right into the heart of the defense,
exactly.
And so mixing it up here. And Allie Ferguson going to boot her fourth extra point of the night.
Got it.
She's got what it takes. 28-0 McDonald. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
28-0, McDonald, the kickoff from Fritz, and the best return of the night for New Auburn. They get it almost out to the their own 40-yard line, going right to left, as Jace North, the returner, the lone senior on this New Auburn team. Although we've had, at least on the program, they have Alexander Polzinski, so I don't want to forget him, but maybe he's not with the squad anymore, I'm not sure. But Coach Wayne North had told us his son, the only senior. So, all right, from the 40, 60 yards from a score, and New Auburn would like one, but they're down 28-0 with 6:13 to go in the first quarter. Not the first half, but the first quarter. Mark Halverson, Carter Grill with the call. Low snap on the shotgun. And Lotz has the defenders chasing him all the way back to the 25-yard line. A loss of 15 on the play. Braden Lotz massively sacked by the McDonald defense.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what happened. They had, it looked like they had like one of their linemen coming across the, across the line, and then all of a sudden they just snapped, and yeah.
They went to the shotgun for the first time. Forget the 20. I thought it was the 25. It's the 29. So it's a loss of 11. Sack minus 11, but second and 21 from their own 29-yard line. Clock ticking 5.5, and again we're gonna have a ticking clock, it would seem, in the second half. And there's the handoff, and the runner just falls to the ground, Andy Gotham. I thought it was 70. Was that who you saw?
74, I think.
74, all right. Feedy, all right.
Nathan Feedy.
So it's not used to seeing these big lineman numbers
with
the call. And a loss of another one on the play. So third down and 22 from the 28-yard line. From the shotgun, they're going to take it. Fake it, Lotz around the right side. Gets to the 30, and then he's going to be tackled there. And a good job by David Anderson on the tackle after just a short gain, creating a fourth and still very long for New Auburn. As, probably their most effective play is the quarterback, Braden Lotz, running it. And a gain of 5 on the play for him. So he's got 3 carries for 13 yards. 4:34 and counting here in this first quarter still, as New Auburn set to punt, trailing 28-0. They tried going for it, down 14-0. That didn't work so well.
No.
And Tetrault back deep. Low snap. There's a high punt, but not very far. And it's going to go out of bounds at about the 46 or 47-yard line of McDonald as they go left to right. Again, a short field for the Macs with 4:15 left here in this first half. Coming up, stick around for the Hy-Vee Halftime Show coming later. And later tonight afterwards, we've got the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show with the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap. tomorrow night. Chi High against undefeated River Falls. Let's fill it up here at DeRay for that one tomorrow night and catch all the action on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV, FM 103.1 and WOGO.com. All right, Grant Smisky under center, I formation. You never know, they could score on one play. Smisky, here comes the pass rush on him. They're going to smother him for the loss. Best defensive play of the night for New Auburn. As big number 50 getting the job done, Austin Williver, as the line of scrimmage was the 49 of McDonald, and he's knocked back to the 43. So sacked minus, I don't know, yeah, he was sacked. It was a passing situation, so sack minus six to the 43. So second and 16 for the Max. Clock still running, 3:45 left first quarter. Well, we had the Max going to the air and scoring, so the clock wasn't moving very much.
Exactly. Yeah.
Four touchdowns in less than 6 minutes for McDonald. All right, from the 43-yard line now. Smisky, I formation. Fritz behind him, the fullback. Dawson Moulton, the tailback. Pitch to Moulton, the near side. He's going to go. The 45, the 50, the 45. He's into the secondary. The 35, he wants to score in one play. Dawson Moulton's going to take it to the house. Touchdown. 57 yards, and Moulton puts the Max up 34-0.
Just these one little big, these big plays are just not giving you time for any ads or any of that tonight.
Yeah. Well, there's a little bit of time. 3:18. That's actually been 3 minutes and 1 second since they had a touchdown. And the Max go 57 yards, and all of a sudden 74 yards rushing for Moulton as he got 57 on one carry. Again, came to the near side, took it to the house. There's the boot. No good. They blocked that one. 34-0. The Max 1 point short of leading it by the running clock. Number problem is you got to get to the second half for the running clock. Back in half a minute. They're not giving us as long. Half a minute on WOGO Sports.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Nothing as McDonald will kick it off again. That's all in the first quarter, folks. All in the first 9 minutes of the first quarter. 12-minute quarters, four of them, and 11-man or 8-person football. And New Auburn to receive, going right to left. There's the boot, and fielded just inside of the 20, and taking it, Braden Lotz, the quarterback. Going to run past the 35 to about the 36-yard line before a group of Max take him down. And that's where Braden Lotz and company will take over, trailing 34-0. Well, we knew on paper it looked pretty lopsided between what McDonald's been able to do and what New Auburn, and it's lived up to that.
Yeah, it definitely has. I mean, yeah.
It's just lopsided.
It 100% is.
And it's only the first quarter. 3:10 left in it. So New Auburn, give it their best shot. Braden Lotz under center. Receiver going off the right. He's going to take it himself. That's been their best running play, but good penetration by Brady Rubenzer, and he tackles him for a one-yard loss. Brady, number 46, one of a number of seniors, along with Will Fritz, Allie Ferguson, Evan Eckes. Haven't called Evan's name much tonight.
Nope.
Griven Sokup. Also, you got Malachi Suckerman and Dale Tetrault, all seniors. Loss of one on the play for Lotz, so second and 11 for New Auburn from their own 35, going right to left. Mark Halverson, Carter Grill with the call here on WOGO Sports. Chi-High hosting River Falls, same field tomorrow night. Handoff up the middle. They're going to pound it away with the big fella, Feedy. And he gets about four to the 39, maybe the 40. Give him five. So he's got 5 yards. Feeding number 74, not used to that being a ball carrier. He's a 5'8", 200-pound sophomore. Big fella.
Big fella.
And third down and six. They need to get to the 46. They're at the 40. New Auburn gaining some positive yardage on the last play. Not a real common occurrence. Pitch out right side, and they're going to get it off to number seven? I don't have a number seven.
74, Feedy again.
Okay, Feedy again on the right side.
Looks like he's doing everything now.
Yeah. and they've gone away from Jace North a little bit, and so a loss of one on the play back to the 39 creates a fourth and seven. And now what do you do? You're down 34 to nothing. I mean, do you punt it away, or do you say, listen, we're down so much right now, what do we got to lose? They had a lengthy huddle. They appear to be going for it.
Yeah, I mean,
fourth and seven.
At this point, you might as well.
All right. Well, Braden Lotz under center. Feedy behind him. Handed it off to Feedy. Feedy into the line. Loose ball. Fumbled. And the Macs get it.
Yep.
So Feedy becomes the second ball carrier to lose one via fumble. And McDonald recovering. Leading 34-0 with a minute 11 to go in the first quarter. All right, so from the 44 of New Auburn, again, New Auburn, twice they've chosen not to punt. It hasn't worked out either time. But again, no completed passes either. One time sack, minus 11. So it's Grant Smisky, the sophomore, comes up. And I think maybe we've got a looks like Rubenzer is in there.
Yep.
And a pass off to the right side. It's going to be Tetrall. Tetrall to the 40, trying to shake free from the defenders and gets out of bounds on the far side, shy of the 30-yard line. They said the 44 was the line of scrimmage. So a first down. Max haven't had a lot because they've just had lightning strikes so often. And they get to just short. And it's a gain of, boy, it's really close to a first down.
Yeah.
I mean,
it looks like they're just going to mark it at the one.
It's a 9-yard gain, I guess, on the pass to Tetrell. And so Smisky now with the I formation and the handoff. Rubenzer, he's going to take it into the line and hammer his way, getting inside of the 25-yard line. So a big run that time for him. But we're taking from the 35 to the 24, gain of 11. Rubenzer, his first carry of the night. And Rubenzer with the 11 yards, getting McDonald the third first down. From the 24 of New Auburn, knocking on the Johnson Roloff red zone end of this first quarter, near the end of it. Smisky's going to pass. He's got his receiver. Anderson's going to shake free into the end zone. Touchdown, David Anderson, second touchdown catch of the first quarter, giving the Macs a 40-0 lead on the 24-yard touchdown strike. An embarrassment of riches, I guess, is all you can say, right? That's what this first quarter has been. Grant Smisky's third touchdown pass of the quarter. Anderson has two of them, one for 43 and one for 24 yards.
Yep. I mean, give it props to New
and,
Auburn.
Another extra point block. 41 seconds left, back in half a minute. End of the first quarter, and Max blowing out New Auburn 40-0 on WDOGO Sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
It's 40-0 McDonald as David Anderson, the sophomore, catches his second touchdown pass of the first quarter from fellow sophomore Grant Smisky. 143 yards, his most recent 124 yards. Again, Daniel Fritz getting ready. Will Fritz ready to kick it, I believe number six.
Yep.
And Will puts his toe in it. And it's going to go to the 15, 16-yard line and then going to be picked up there by the quarterback, Braden Lotz. And good coverage by the McDonald special teams, getting him down around the 20. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to talk to Mark Maloney afterwards. We'll go down in the field and look to carry that off. But I'll tell you what, I mean, this sets up, you know, Prairie Farm thought they were going to be playing this weekend. Lake Holcomb, they're not. They'll play next week. McDonald will have off. And then it's going to be that showdown of Prairie Farm and McDonald. And that's going to be a great game two weeks from tonight, so don't miss that one for the conference title. 40-0. Max leading it as Lotz and company take over from their own 20-yard line and trying to mix up. And again, they seem to be going to Nathan Feedy here. 5'8", 200-pound sophomore. Again, it just takes some getting used to see a number 74. It's like they're running an offensive lineman. But, again, it's eight-person football. and a gain of one for Fee. I would have given him a lot bigger area on my stat sheet if I knew he was going to be getting the ball this often.
Yeah.
All right, second down and nine, and coming around this side, lots, and he just gets pasted by the McDonald tackler, Will Fritz. Fritz, just a he's a senior. He's a senior linebacker, yeah. And so a loss of two on the play as they take me back to younger days with Journey music playing at the end of the first quarter. It's McDonald 40 and New Auburn nothing on WOGO Sports. Back in a minute.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase two are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
Switching direction here to start the second quarter, and it's going to be New Auburn going left to right. Time for me to tell you, give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global's opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 an hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers, berryglobal.com/careers. All right, Braden Lotz, the quarterback.
Fumble.
And third and long, fumbling the snap. They've already lost two fumbles on the night, and this would put McDonald in the Johnson roll-off red zone if they recovered it.
It looks like Auburn got it.
Auburn does recover. I wondered going in, because people talk about how you properly say New Auburn. Typically, you would look at it, and as a reader, you'd say New Auburn. And other people say, no, it's Auburn. do you know? Do you know, Carter?
I say New Auburn.
Okay.
I say New Auburn.
And that's what I heard Coach Maloney saying in the pregame. Yep. So it was a loss of two on the play for Lotz. He did recover the fumble. It's fourth down, and they are going for it on fourth and 13. What you talking about, Willis? Handoff, Feedy, and not enough for a first down. And so they pound their way. Was it Feedy? Anyhow, they get to the 20-yard line. And so McDonald will take over again, and I don't know at what point you just go, was that really the best chance? I don't know. Okay, it's 40-0 with 11:16 to go in this first half now. At least we made it to the second quarter. McDonald's already established they've earned a running clock. Problem is, you do not do that until halftime.
You don't get that for another 11.
I don't know. I wonder if that could at least be something. Maybe that could be a point of discussion, though. I don't know what. Because, anyhow, I don't know. It just seems to me it would be interesting at a WIA rules meeting if you would maybe make that a point of discussion. Would you invoke a running clock earlier if somebody leads by that much? And Smisky back to pass. He's going to throw and come up incomplete. His first pass of the night was incomplete, and he's completed everything since then. A 28-yarder to Tetrall, the 55-yard touchdown to Tetrall, the 43-yard touchdown to Anderson. He was sacked for a loss of six, a completion of nine. To Tetrault, a 24-yard touchdown to Anderson until that incompletion right there. 11:10 to go, stops the clock because no running clock until the third quarter. And now the Max with Smisky, the I formation behind him, going right to left now. And he loops a little pass softly. Tetrault able to catch yet another one. The 15, the 10, spin move, and he's brought down by Jace North at about the 8-yard line. So Tetrault on a gain of 12 on the play. Again, he's the all-time, as I understand it, we had been reported a couple weeks ago that it was a school record, but apparently it was a state record for most pass receptions in eight-man football.
Yep.
Somewhere in the 150s.
I think their official record was like 153.
So he's blown that, and basically everything he catches the rest of the year is just frosting on the cake. And from the 8-yard line now, and it's trying to do a flea flicker. flicker, and then Smitsky is going to get tackled for a loss of about six. He had handed it off there to 21 Evan Eckes, and then Eckes trying to get it back to him, and Smitsky takes the six-yard loss. So we're going to, you know, do you count that as a runner or as a, I'm going to go with a runner.
Oh, yeah, I'd say run.
Well, I mean, because it was a handoff.
It did look like a handoff, yeah.
So from the 8 back to the 14 for McDonald, and second down for the Max from the 14 going right to left now. Inside the Johnson roll-off red zone. Smitsky hands it off. And this time the runner's going to take it left side all the way, trucking in towards the end zone, knocked out of bounds, just short. Evan Eckes, they're trying to get other guys into the end zone here. Eckes is frustrated. He wanted his six. He wanted his touchdown. And they knock him out at, let's see, is it going to be the 1 yard line?
It looks like,
the one or the two. The one or the two. And the referee not spotting it yet. And let's see if we can.
It looks like the two.
Yeah, maybe the two. So a 12-yard gain for Eckes, his first carry of the night. McDonald had already had a first down. So picking it up there with Anderson off to the right, Tetral to the left. Smitsky is going to take it himself up the middle for the score. And the Max go up 46-0 with 9:53 to go in the first half. Second quarter, first score for McDonald as it's a 2-yard touchdown run by Grant Smitsky. Now, Allie Ferguson, the last two extra points have been blocked. See if she can get this one through. The ball's down. There's the boot, and Allie has it through. 47-0 Max. Let's try to take a minute break. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory-authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
It's all McDonald here tonight, 47-0 as Grant Smitsky's 2-yard touchdown run, the latest score for the Max. Highlights at halftime in the Hy-Vee halftime show as the McDonald kickoff goes out of bounds on the far side as that boot from Will Fritz. And so good field position out to the 35 for New Auburn. The Max with seven, count them, seven touchdowns now. On the ground, Dawson Moulton. Smitsky's had two of them. And Fritz had the very first one, a 14-yard run. Three more through the air, two to David Anderson, and one by Dale Tetro. All right, New Auburn now. And Max jump offside before Braden Lotz, the quarterback, could snap the football. First penalty against the Max tonight with 9:53 to go first half. So that'll get the ball to midfield. No, the 35 to the 40, I should say, for New Auburn. So first and five, though. Each team with 5 yards in penalties. Shy-High and River Falls going to be a good one tomorrow night. Pre-game 6:35 on WOGO Sports. And another time, the Max jump offside. So I don't know. You're up 47-0. You don't need to be over-eager, do you?
Yeah, no. It looks like we got
Caleb Lead, I thought, the freshman.
Yep. I mean, it doesn't look like we got most of our, like, we've pulled some of our starters.
Yeah. So, again, some of the youth, some of the younger players going to get some opportunities here, and certainly with the running clock in the second half, which is kind of well entrenched right now to be ready to happen. And we've got another quarterback in as well. Number 8 is in the game. It is Sawyer Jones, the freshman, 5'4", 155. So we had just the one pass thrown by Braden Lotz earlier. And let's see, he wasn't even throwing a pass. He got sacked. for a loss of 11. So, I don't know. I didn't 9:25 to go in this first half now. And then the handoff from Jones to the ball carrier. Is it Feedy?
Yep, Feedy.
All right, so it's usually Feedy, who I kind of already wished I had a bigger room on my stat sheet. The gain of maybe one on the play for Feedy. And it creates a third and nine from the 46-yard line. Just past the 45, about third and nine and a half, if you want to be precise. Freshman Sawyer Jones, your quarterback. And Jones runs over to get some instruction from the sideline from Coach Wayne North. He is in the pistol. And he's going to take it back to Paskin, fire a pass, and he completes it for a first down. So Sawyer Jones completes it for a first down to number 50, Austin Wolliver. So Wolliver catches the first pass of the night, and he is their leading receiver. So they go from the 45.5 to the 44 of McDonald. So a gain of 10 on the play on the first down. Well, there you go. The first down of the night for New Auburn. And now handing it to Jace North. He's going to cut across on the far side before he gets roped down by the MAC defender. See, you can spot a number over there?
I think it was North. Or for the tackler?
North was the ball carrier. Yep. Yeah, right. The tackler for McDonald. It looked like, was it maybe 82? Yep. Cale Holm.
Yep.
Freshman. So, again, you got a lot of freshman defenders, a lot of freshmen on this MAC team. A gain of one on the play for Jace North. So, obviously, one would expect New Auburn will fare a little better against these younger, less experienced backup players. For McDonald, mentioned 29 players for the MAC to just 17 for New Auburn overall. As the freshman quarterback now back to pass. And Sawyer is going to leash a bomb for North, incomplete. And Sawyer Jones looking for Jace North, incomplete on the pass. But they're going to the air a little bit more.
They are. I mean, the Lots with the first QB that they
right.
had in.
Right.
I mean, he was more of a taller runner
right.
than we have. This guy, I mean, he can't really run that much because he's a little shorter. And he's a freshman. So, I mean, you might as well let him throw it, you know, just to get experience.
5'4", 155 is Sawyer. That just sounds like a quarterback. Sawyer Jones.
Exactly, yeah.
Sawyer. I remember Burt Jones back in the day. People remember the Baltimore Colts back in the 70s. And offsides, Jace North taking some steps. 7:35 here in the middle of the second quarter. MAC leading at 47-0. 5-yard penalty against New Auburn. So each team with 10 yards and penalties on the night. Third down and 14 for New Auburn as they're at the McDonald 49, moving it left to right. Mark Halverson, Carter Grill with the call. Dawson Halverson back at our WOGO studio. Appreciate him manning the controls tonight. As Feedy is going to get the handoff as he was in motion, and he's going to get about three on the play to the 46. And Feedy with all the carries he's had, Carter, and he's only got 11 yards rushing.
Exactly. I mean, they put him in motion. They put him in I formation.
He's kind of everywhere. He's got eight carries for 11 yards, fourth down. I think for sure they're going to go for it because they're in McDonald territory. And
might as well.
They've gone for it twice in their own territory. So another fourth down opportunity. The MAC defense has held before. From the shotgun, Sawyer Jones, the freshman quarterback. Feedy in motion. And the whistle, and the flag is thrown. And illegal procedure against New Auburn. So they'll have five more yards assessed against them. And so instead of, it'll be fourth and 17 once it's all said and done.
I'd assume they'd still go for it at this point.
Let's see. Interesting how they marked that.
No, it looks like they're punting him.
Yeah, they are going to. All right, from the McDonald 49. There's the punt. He's going to run up, and then just a little pooch punt. All right, I don't know. And it bounces back at McDonald way to about the 41-yard line where it'll be marked. All right, so 6:40 left in the half. Max with the ball leading it 47-0. And time for me to tell you that coming up at halftime, it's the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. But let me also mention the Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every weekday from 10 to 3. Job offers right on the spot. Students 17 years or older apply and work for the DC to receive the Fleet Farm 20% discount for your parents as well at Fleet Farm. Fleet Farm Distribution Center. All right, McDonald football from their own 41, going right to left. I formation behind Smisky. One step drop. He gets it to Tetra, left side, spin move. Dale is going to get roped down. Boy, it's amazing to think that with every catch he makes, and it really, you know, there'd been eight-man football for a while before McDonald came on the scene. And then Dale, again, such a great receiver, to have the state record in eight-person football for receptions this early in the season.
And I'm pretty sure he's coming in on another another record for the state for eight-man. So.
Oh, really?
Yep. I'm not for sure what it is, but I was talking to him today. He said there was something he's coming up on.
All right. A gain of one on that one. And now Smisky's going to go deep to Tetral, and he can't quite run under it. Incomplete. Again, Tetral with that last, Evan, unofficially for five catches and 105 yards. Incomplete on the bomb. So now McDonald has not had trouble much at all, but right now they've got a third and nine from their own 42, leading 47 to nothing. Looking at a running clock in the second half. Exactly middle of the second quarter now. 6 minutes left in this first half, with the Max leading it 47 to zip. All right, so Grant Smisky and his troops come to the line of scrimmage. McDonald from the 42. Third and nine now, going right to left. Smisky, looking to hand it off, and now he's going to keep the ball. Kind of a broken play. Yep. It appeared, Carter, and a gain of only one for the Max. And now what do you do at fourth and eight? I mean, why not go for it?
Yeah, you might as well.
You're ahead 47 to nothing. Exactly. I mean, I'd say go.
Yeah.
And Smisky talking with Coach Mark Maloney now. And Tetrault's already out there. And so they come up with a play, and they are going to go for it. They're going to call it the 43. They need to get to the – so it is fourth and eight.
Yeah.
It is fourth and eight for the Max. Coming up at halftime, a lot of scoring highlights in the Hy-Vee halftime show. Stick around, plus the statistics for you. Smisky under center. He'll go back to pass. Looking, pumps his arm, and he's going to get sacked. Oh, yeah, big number 78 for New Auburn, getting the job done. Kai Harder, a 6'1", 280-pound sophomore. And, hey, advantage New Auburn. They stood up to the McDonald's starters, and they won that possession.
Yeah.
So the sack going, I don't know, where was the line of scrimmage? It was the 43.
Yep.
And so 8 yard loss for Smisky, and it's the second time he's sacked tonight. Well, hats off to the Trojans of New Auburn for not throwing in the towel. And look at them now. They're at the McDonald 35-yard line. And the freshman at quarterback, Sawyer Jones, 5'4", 155, number 8. Feedy in motion. He's going to pitch one incomplete. And that was intended for number 50, Austin Williver, who caught the only completion New Auburn's had all night for 10 yards a bit earlier.
They haven't met. They haven't listed at 6'5", so he's a big target hit.
Williver, yeah, right, yep. For sure. Yeah, he's the tallest guy on their team.
Yeah.
And probably a guy to look for on the New Auburn basketball team.
Exactly, yeah.
Second and 10 for New Auburn, 5:12 to go first half. Mark Halverson, Carter Grill with the call. And he's going to unleash one down the left sideline, incomplete. We do have some contact. No flags thrown, though. The receiver had fallen first. If he's trying to say something to the referee, and some coverage over there. Try to get, was that number 11, Bryce Meyer for McDonald? Looked like it.
Yeah.
It looked like 11. Or is it a different number?
I can't
on the far side.
Yeah, but it's 11.
11.
Let's see. Unless there's it looks like either 11 or 81.
I think it's 11. So yeah. Anyhow, incomplete pass that time. For Jones. Is that three straight incompletes?
Oh, pick. Pick.
And intercepted
number
on the pass by Jones. And
Miles Flanagan.
Good job. The third turnover of the night. I was checking my stats. I didn't know if I had mistakenly, when you go stats and highlights and everything, I was looking down. And so good call by you, Carter, on the interception. The third one of the night. Miles Flanagan.
Yeah, the quarterback threw it and it hit his. It looked like it hit his helmet and it went up. He got eyes on it and just caught it.
Miles is a junior defensive lineman. Not a lot of times you get to get an interception as a defensive lineman.
Yeah.
Smisky now for the Max from their own 42. He's going to heave a long one for Tetra, and he can't quite dive and grab it, and it's incomplete. Well, is it the New Auburn defense doing a better job here or what?
I think it's just because we're just kind of maybe airing out the ball more and just making more riskier passes. We haven't really had a pass that's gone.
Let me ask you, though, leading 54 to nothing, why not go ahead or 47 nothing? Why not run the ball more?
Exactly. I mean, in my opinion, you try to get to that running clock.
And they've got it, and I guess you could further. I'm a little puzzled why they're not running and chewing up the clock. But anyhow, okay. And I can understand maybe wanting to boost Tetrault's numbers, possibly. But there's that handoff we're talking about into the secondary and galloping his way before he finally gets brought down about the 27-yard line is Daniel Fritz, the fullback. And what a run from Fritz as he goes about 31 yards. They're going to mark it the 28, so make it 30 yards for Fritz on the carry.
On cue with that call.
Yeah, well, I just felt like they had some more runs in them.
I think they will run it more.
That is the fifth first down, I think, unofficially. Again, the Macs have had a lot of long scores, explosive plays. And Fritz with the 30-yard run. Smiski, I formation. And behind him, he's going to pitch it out. And there's the running back's going to take it into the secondary, dashing towards the end zone. And the touchdown for 21, Evan Eckes, as he's got his first score of the night from 28 yards out. And the Macs lead it 53 to nothing. So 28-yard run, Eckes, two carries for 40 yards tonight. And good to get more guys into the scoring column.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've been fighting that injury, so, it's good to get him in some plays.
Yep. And now the ball is down. Ferguson's kick is good. 54-0 Max back in a minute. 4:25 left in the half. 54-0 McDonald, WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
There's the Cardinal kickoff from Will Fritz, and there's a fumble at about the 20-yard line recovered by New Auburn, and Jace North is going to take it out to about the 27 or so with 4:20 left in the half, 54-0 McDonald. It's all McDonald, and a senior from McDonald, Carter Grill, my color analyst, and McDonald having their way with New Auburn here tonight.
Yeah, it's kind of what we expected coming into this game with the numbers, the way it was looking. Just overall right off the bat, our numbers of players compared to theirs,
nice for McDonald to bounce back after having been stopped the previous possession. They get into the end zone again. And now from the pistol, we're going to have Braden Lotz comes back in the game, and he completes his first pass to Jace North. So remember, Sawyer Jones had been intercepted, so they come back with Braden Lotz now. And Lotz completing his first pass, the 6'1", 160-pound junior, to Jace North on the completion. And a first down on a gain of 16 yards. So North, the first catch for him. And that's their second first down. And a loose ball on the floor. Lotz, and McDonald's going to dive on it at the 32, the 31-yard line. So on the snap to Braden Lotz, loses the fumble on the near side. And McDonald now going right to left at the New Auburn 31 with 3:55 left in the half. So the Macs could get to 60 with another touchdown.
Exactly. It looks like what I've seen on the sideline is we're going to bring in a new O-line. It looks like the big lineman Malachi is going to sit the rest of the game, so it looks like we're just going to bring in a freshman line.
All right, so that'll be a little tougher in terms of
protection-wise.
Yeah, for sure. And Malachi Zuckerman, I don't have his weight listed, but he's got to be, I think, I could guess, but
I think he's
280?
He's 293.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let's try to set this for you. I believe it's still Smiski, the quarterback. And it's going to be a pitch out. No, it's a different. We've got a different quarterback. Number seven is into the game. Eli Stepp, the freshman backup quarterback. Pitch out on the far side.
Looks like 82 is the runner there. Cale Holm.
82. All right. Again, different numbers for a running back.
Exactly.
But a two-yard game for Cale Holm for the Max and the late part of the first half from the 29. And so Eli Stepp, the quarterback, handed off and getting to the 25 in down to about the 22-yard line. Alan Minen, the sophomore running back that time. So lots of new faces into the contest even before halftime. So Minen taking that from the 29 to 22 or the 23. We'll see. They're going to say the 22, so a gain of seven for Minen. So you've got Holm is 82, Cale Holm, and you got Minen is 28. All right, Max 54-0, and now running it to this side. Stepp is going to keep it himself, turns the corner, the 20, the 15. He's still on his feet, the 10, the 5, touchdown. Eli Stepp takes it to the house with 2:40 to go in the first half, and the Max lead it 60-0. Eli Stepp is a freshman quarterback, and he meant business on that 22-yard touchdown run.
Exactly. I mean, he made a couple pretty cuts on that run just to get into some open space. That's like that. I like to see that from a lot of freshmen. I
mean, wow.
Like I said, as a freshman coming in, that's pretty good.
And now it looks like maybe they're going to try to go for two here. They're talking about it.
Yep.
And Eli Stepp will go under center, so the Max to try to go for two. High formation behind him. He's under center. And there was movement on the Max, so it's going to be a five-yard penalty. Sort of like Tampa Bay had the five-yard penalty when they went for two, except it was that was a delay of game, and this is going to be a legal procedure.
Yep.
And so it'll move the Max back to about the eight-yard line instead of the three. All right, 60-0, McDonald. And the clock at 2:40 left in the half. And there's a pass to the left corner, and Anderson cannot rope it in. We'll take a break. Back in a minute. WDOGO Sports.
A high school sports career goes by way too fast. So how do you make all those memories last for a lifetime? You could get the standard sports photos.
Now hold the ball on your hip and smile.
Or you could call Orange Impression for a hype video that your team will never forget. Orange Impression captures real game highlights with professional video, editing, and music that will make your athlete feel like a pro. Not convinced? Check out their high school football hype reels at orangehype.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
McDonald is freshman Eli Stepp taking it from the 22, running it in for a score, the latest touchdown for the Max, and getting other guys to try some things. And it looked like David Anderson maybe was doing the kicking, number 80, I thought.
Yep.
And running it past the 30 to about the 32. But you want to say Ryan Smiski was the intended target on that two-point conversion pass that went incomplete. And so New Auburn now, again, before we'll get the running clock in the second half, 2 minutes and 36 seconds left here in the first half with McDonald leading at 60-0. Again, Max haven't reached 60 all year, right?
I don't think
so. They have not.
And they did it in a half.
No, I'm wrong because they did against Greenwood, didn't they?
They might have. I'm not for
sure.
Yeah,
I will check that for you. As time allows, but right now, let's stick with the game action. And an interception by the Max on the pass by Potts. And that is Minen, Alan Minen, hauling in the pass. That's the fifth turnover as Braden Lotz actually throwing that. I apologize for saying Potts. Braden Lotz, he threw it, and that's the there been an interception by Sawyer Jones and him, and they lost three fumbles. So five turnovers, and the Macs get it back.
That was a very athletic play by Allen, too. I mean, he went up one hand, grabbed that.
Yeah. 60-0, McDonald and Eli Stepp again at quarterback, and the handoff to Max, and a spin move from the 38-yard line, and a great run that time by number 13, Ryder Sullivan, the sophomore. A lot of fun to watch. He's got a bright future. From the 38, he takes it for a McDonald first down. Another new name to get here on the stat sheet.
I think Ryder ran the ball a lot when we played Greenwood that first week. I remember we called yeah. his name a couple times.
Yeah, right. Ryder Sullivan, and so he goes for, I think we're going to say 11 yards on the play. 11 for Sullivan in the first down. But second down, not as well, and great penetration by the New Auburn defense on Eli Stepp. And a fumble came late, but they're going to say he was down. Did you call that a sack, or did you? Would you think
that was a sack? Okay. He came right through our line right away. And
yeah. So I'm trying to think. Grant Smisky is. So I think that's the first situation, first sack. Back to the 32, a loss of five on the play.
Fumble
for Stepp, and he loses it, and New Auburn claiming to come up with it. So. Fumble on the snap, back to Stepp, and so that's what's going to happen. You're going to have some backups who haven't played as much, and so there's the miscue and the fumble lost for McDonald and Eli Stepp. So that's the McDonald first turnover compared to five for New Auburn, and New Auburn getting it now at their own 36-yard line with 1:25 left in the half. Mark Halverson and Carter Grill on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. High snap out of the pistol, and Braden Lotz not going to get anywhere as a gang of McDonald tacklers group up on him and take care of business. I thought I said 82 over there,
yep.
Cale Holm, freshman, among others. So to the 32-yard line, I'm going to say a loss of four on the play for Lotz, and I don't know. Again, it's always the question of a sack as if you're passing. Was he trying to run?
Yeah, I thought he was trying to run.
All right, he's down to 4 yards rushing now on the day, and they're going to get it to Jace North. North carries it past the 35 to about the 36-yard line as the clock ticks down toward 30 seconds on a ever chillier Thursday night. Getting a little cold here.
Yep. That's in Wisconsin. You got to expect that.
Brought my Packers leather jacket off to get it out here in a second. All right. So the gain that time for North of five, Jace North, he's got 12 yards on the night. He's lost a fumble earlier. And now maybe one last play. And taking it out of there, Braden Lotz, he's going to run it to the 40. Hits a McDonald defender. Gets close to a first down at about the 45 or 46-yard line. With first down is credited. So Lotz able to... gain the necessary yardage on the 10-yard carry. So he's got 14 yards rushing, and they've got their third first down of the first half.
Timeout.
With 4 seconds left until intermission and a running clock with the Macs leading 60-0, and we need a timeout. We'll take a break in the action. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
60-0, McDonald. 4 seconds left in the first half, and New Auburn with one final play. Let's get it here with Braden Lotz, their quarterback, from the pistol. No, they brought in Sawyer Jones. Sawyer Jones, the freshman, to heave a pass down the field. Jace North making the catch at the 21, but it's not going to be enough. He was down, and the half ends. So he catches it at the 21-yard line, and a 33-yard game. It'll pad the stats, I guess. But what do you know? It's halftime. Our score, McDonald's 60, and New Auburn nothing. Running clock awaits us in the second half. The Hy-Vee Halftime Show is next in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Set! Hey! One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Welcome to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. What a first half if you're a McDonald fan. They lead it at halftime over the Trojans of New Auburn 60-0 on WOGO Sports. Along with Carter Grill, I'm Mark Halverson. Dawson Halverson back manning the controls at our Wogo studio. It's time for the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings in the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. I cannot wait to get to the highlights. We've got so many to get to. Why delay? I mean, let's just go there. 60-0, McDonald. I mean, let me try to recap it a little bit, and then we'll listen to it, okay? This is kind of the explanation. On the very first possession, the Max had a big completion to Tetrault. It set up a 14-yard touchdown run by Fritz. The extra point was good with 10:19 to go first quarter. Then Dale Tetrault on the next possession catches a 55-yard touchdown pass. The extra point was good. Max led 14-0 with 7:47 left in the first quarter. The Max got the ball back after trailing 14-0. New Auburn went for it on fourth down, didn't convert. The Max got it back, and they right away hit on a 43-yard touchdown pass to David Anderson. and the extra point was good. It was 21-0. Then a 22-yard touchdown run with 17 seconds later after a turnover by New Auburn. Grant Smisky running in and made it 28-0 with the extra point. There was a three-minute gap there before Dawson Moulton ran 157 yards for a score, and they made it 34-0, extra point, no good. And then with 41 seconds left in the half, in the quarter, a 24-yard touchdown pass, David Anderson, his second of the night. The Macs led it then 40-0. There was a bit of a break into the second period. They get a 27-yard touchdown run. I don't have the ball here. Let's see. I don't have the ball here officially listed on that particular run. But then, a two-yard. Is it a two-yard touchdown? Maybe a two-yard touchdown run was by Smisky, I believe. And then also we had a 28-yard touchdown run by Eckes and a 22-yard touchdown run by Eli Stepp. You counted up. That's a lot of guys getting the end zone for McDonald.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But it's more fun to probably listen to the audio of some of those calls. Hopefully it is here. And so let's give that a listen on WOGO Sports. Algum from the New Auburn 42. Smisky, back to pass, three-step drop, fires, got his receiver. Petrel on 30, and he's going to shake one tackle, the 20. Still on his feet at about the 15-yard line, the all-time leading receiver for a career in eight-person football. Dale Tetrault from the 42 to the 14, a gain of 28 yards. How about that, Carter?
Great power. He caught that and just kept running, wouldn't stop. That's a great
service. Making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. Smisky, handoff this time. Fritz. Fritz on his feet to 10. Good shake at the 5. He's going to get in the end zone. Hey, touchdown. Ryan Fritz with 10:19 to go first quarter. Puts the Macs on the scoreboard, leading 6-0.
That's a great, great run by Daniel. Was it? Yeah, Daniel.
Second down and 4 for the Macs from their own 45, going left to right. And there's the quick pass. Tetrault on the right side. He's going to fake and go. He's to the 40, the 35. He could go. The 30, the 20,
go.
The 10. Dale Tetrault scores. 7:47 to go in the first quarter, and the Macs lead it 13-0.
Scored.
Yep. And so Macs I formation, Grant Smisky, the sophomore. Just a sophomore, this kid. Rolling to his right. He's going to throw the long ball right away down the field. He's going to find Anderson for the touchdown. David Anderson, the very first play. McDonald not holding anything back. The 43-yard touchdown strike. Tetrault was down there, too. And the Macs lead it 20-0. Take this one.
Taking himself.
Smisky running himself into the heart of the defense. And Smisky going to get himself all the
touchdown.
Way into the end zone
touchdown.
For another touchdown with 6:19 to go first quarter. New Auburn just cannot stop McDonald on consecutive drives. The Macs just one play after another. Getting into the end zone, and Grant Smisky on the 22-yard run makes it 27-0 McDonald. Smisky under center line now. Smisky, I formation. Fritz behind him, the fullback. Dawson Moulton, the tailback. Pitch to Moulton, the near side. He's going to go. The 45, the 50, the 45. He's into the secondary. The 35, he wants to score in one play. Dawson Moulton's going to take it to the house. Touchdown. 57 yards, and Moulton puts the Macs up 34-0. Or comes up, down. From the 24 of New Auburn, knocking on the Johnson Roloff red zone end of this first quarter, near the end of it. Smisky's going to pass. He's got his receiver. Anderson's going to shake free into the end zone. Touchdown, David Anderson, second touchdown catch of the first quarter, giving the Macs a 40-0 lead on the 24-yard touchdown strike. Right. So picking it up there with Anderson off to the right, Tetrault to the left. Smisky is going to take it himself up the middle. For the score, and the Macs go up 46-0 with 9:53 to go in the first half. And Fritz with the 30-yard run. Smisky, I formation. And behind him, he's going to pitch it out. And there's the running back's going to take it into the secondary, dashing towards the end zone. And the touchdown for 21, Evan Eckes, as he's got his first score of the night from 28 yards out. And the Macs lead it 53-0. All right, the Macs 54-0. And now running it to this side. Stepp is going to keep it himself. Turns the corner, the 20, the 15. He's still on his feet, the 10, the 5, touchdown. Eli Stepp takes it to the house with 2:40 to go in the first half. And the Macs lead it 60-0. That's a lot of highlights in the Hy-Vee Halftime Show.
a lot. That's gonna be close to a record too.
All right, so yeah, there you go. I think so. We'll have to talk to Caleb Swenson about that. We'll take another break. Back with more of the Hy-Vee Halftime Show in a moment on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonnell difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalla.com.
When you're cheering on the McDonald Max, the best tailgate parties deserve the best beef. And at Hy-Vee, we know a thing or two about beef. That's why only 6 out of 100 cattle are good enough to bear the Hy-Vee brand. That's only 6 out of 100. You won't find quality like that anywhere else, so enjoy your hand-selected beef on the grill this week from Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of McDonald Football.
Baseball, bottom of the fifth, Brewers leading Miami 2-0. That's big because the Phillies lost today to the Cubs, and so with a Brewer win, the Brewers can go up a half game in the pursuit of that second and final wild card spot in the National League. So the Brewers, a lot of people have said, I just don't think, I got to say, I've been kind of doubting them getting in the playoffs, but it's possible, and we'll see how that all pans out. I guess Philadelphia does win a tiebreaker with them, so... But the Brewers could get a half game up there in the midst of first game of a four-game weekend series with Miami. Meanwhile, Thursday night football, middle of the second quarter at Cincinnati, and Miami trailing the Bengals, the defending AFC champ, 7-6. Cincinnati up in that one. Our score, 60-0 in half. We are going into a running clock. And sometimes, Carter, you know, people go, you know, you just barely, maybe you're trying to get to a running clock. It's well entrenched at 60-0. It's going to take a while for there not to be a running clock.
Exactly, yeah. You got to accumulate a couple points to, you know, stop that running clock.
All right, I am planning to go down in the field in the post game during the post game show and talk with the post glass and mirror post game show to talk to head coach Mark Maloney. But right now, let's get after it as the second half action is underway. And so it's going to be New Auburn with it as they're going to go left to right. And again, clock is going to run just continually here, 11:40 and counting. At about the 38-yard line, New Auburn to start this third quarter. And I need my leather coat here. All right.
Needs the jacket.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little bit chilly out here.
It is.
All right. Waiting for the second half to start. And if there's enough time to tell you that, give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 an hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. All right, they've had multiple quarterbacks, and they're going to go with Sawyer Jones, handoff off the left side, and a gain of about 4 out to the 42, and the ball carrier, number 33, Braden Johnson. First time we've called his name tonight. And had him listed in the stat sheet in the pregame, a gain of 4 for Braden Johnson, a 5'11", 160-pound senior for New Auburn. Second and 6 now with Sawyer Jones, the diminutive freshman, only 5'4". Handoff off the left side, and the running back gets pushed back by a swarm of McDonald tacklers at about the 45-yard line. And that looked like, I wanted to say Marshall Dahl, 53. Is that who that was? Did you see?
I did not. I missed it. But we can go with Marshall.
Or it could have been Braden Johnson again. I think let's go Braden Johnson, another gain of 3 more, because 33 got Braden Johnson, Mitchell Quinn. All right. Anyhow, the line across the 50-yard line and a first down.
Is that Feedy?
And that's Feedy. Feedy gets that one. So Johnson maybe the first two, and then that carry smashes for 6 for Feedy. Again, I would trying to identify some kind of a mixture of defenders out there for McDonald at the moment, as getting their fourth first down is New Auburn. Sawyer Jones going to pitch again to Braden Johnson. He's going to go to about the 44-yard line before he gets wrapped up there. And it looked like 54 in on the tackle for your McDonald Max, and that is Miles Flanagan. He had the interception earlier, the junior defensive lineman, but not before a gain of 5 on the play. Yeah, maybe even they're going to say 6 on the play for Johnson. So 3 carries for 13 yards all in the third quarter. This guy's good enough. How come we didn't see him in the first half? I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Sawyer Jones is going to hand it off, and pounding away is number 55, Philip Galetka. And Galetka for a gain off. So they're having some success on the ground here, Carter.
They are.
Gain of, I don't know, 3 on the play. So Philip Galetka, his first carries. And so we're seeing some guys who didn't carry in the first half carrying it here. Third and short, 3rd and 1 now. Sawyer Jones, the freshman quarterback, hands it off, but Braden Johnson's going to get wrapped up by multiple McDonald defenders, including a young guy by the name of Justin Quall, a freshman. Speaking of diminutive, he's a smaller guy,
yep.
But lost back to the 42-1 for Johnson, and it's 4th and 2, but they're obviously going for it. Down 60-0.
I mean, you might as well.
Oh, you're in McDonald territory. I mean, no question about it. And so, running situation, 4th down, need to get to it. The handoff Feedy, and he's going to pound his way to the 40, and they push him back. He had to get past the 40, and it's going to depend on the mark, and they say keep that clock going. And McDonald is going to take over, it looks like.
Yeah.
He got to the 40 but needed to get past it, and so they stop him, even though he gained 2. Feedy on the play. The Max will take over. Running clock has us at 7:24 already in the third quarter. Max leading it 60-0. What a game tomorrow night. You're even getting pumped up for it.
Exactly.
Chi-High and River Falls for tomorrow night, huh?
Yep. I know a couple guys there on the team from Chi-High, and they're really excited for that. I was talking to them before the game.
Well, playing an undefeated team this late into the season, like River Falls is, that's quite an opportunity. Getting them here at home. Let's pack it out tomorrow night here for Chi-High and Coach Rako's bunch as they hand off for the Max, and I got to think they'll primarily keep it on the ground here with the backup quarterback, Eli Stepp, who had a touchdown run, but a gain of 7 on the play. And ball carrier for McDonald that time, Cale Holm, I believe. Again, a lot of different carriers, and a gain of 7, giving him 2 carries for 9 yards. And so step on the handoff again, and getting into the secondary, and he's going to go the 40, the 35. And there's that youngster I mentioned earlier, Justin Quall, and Quall, his first carry of the night. How about Justin Quall, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he's... I really haven't seen much of him the whole season, but, I mean, it's good day, good time to, you know, get some extra reps in.
Yeah, and are they bringing it back? Do we have a flag or what? It seems like they're bringing it back. There's a flag on the field, and they'll bring it back. He got all the way to the 34-yard line.
I would assume holding, but...
Yeah, I know. And so somewhere down the field where there was a hold, so it's still short. It was, remember, they're at the 47, so it turns out to be... they netted 2 yards out of it.
Yeah.
Qual did, but the penalties. And now the rush is on, and flags are thrown, and loose ball recovered by number 70 for McDonald that time. Mason Bussey, another freshman. A lot of freshmen on this club, and they're at just short of the 49-yard line. And that's so just a fumble recovered on that play. So it's still a 3rd-and-1 now for McDonald. I don't know how to score that. The holding would have been basically he gained quite a bit.
Yeah.
But you don't get credit for all that.
And then, yeah, you got to go back.
You got to get it assessed. I mean, basically, and they did net 2 yards on it.
They did, yeah.
So it's like it was an 8-yard penalty, I guess, is really, I guess, how you'd score that. And now McDonald racing into the secondary. And Eli Stepp getting down to about the 33-yard line gets himself a first down on the 18-yard run. And this kid can move, can't he?
Yeah, he's fast. I mean,
yeah.
The couple plays that he's gotten out on, I mean,
right.
He's got some speed to him.
He does, yeah. 2 carries for, 3 carries for 40 yards. He had lost a fumble on 1 earlier. Okay, so now the Max taking over from the 33-yard line of New Auburn, moving it right to left. Step on the handoff, and it's going to go to 13, Ryder Sullivan. Sullivan getting down another McDonald first down to the 21 on a gain of 11 for Ryder Sullivan. And he's got 2 carries for 22. He likes to run the ball for 11 yards. That's not a bad average on 2 carries. That's a terrific average as the Max get their 8th first down of the night. All right, so another first down for McDonald as the lead at 60-0, 3:39 to go, running clock here in the third quarter. Mark Halverson and Carter Grill. Handoff up the middle. This could go for the score. Spin move, Minen still on his feet. He's going to get into the end zone from 21 yards out. Alan Minen. Is it Alan Minen?
Yeah, it's Alan Minen.
Alan Minen. So many ball carriers. Minen, the sophomore, takes it to the house from 21 yards out. His second carry of the night. He's got 2 carries for 28 yards and now a touchdown.
Yeah, he got the pick.
Yeah.
On, like, the first couple plays of defense they played. And
right, and they're going to go for 2. Eli Stepp around the right end. He wants to take it himself, and flags are thrown.
It looks like it's on the Max.
So a 21-yard touchdown run by Alan Minen. So even with the running clock and everything, and all these guys getting into the end zone, spreading out the wealth, McDonald. And Stepp coming over to the sideline to talk with the coaches, set up a much longer 2-point conversion. Again, tomorrow night, Chi-High and River Falls will have it for you, 6:35 pregame. Caleb Swenson and company, and... hope you can join them for the broadcast. Undefeated River Falls coming to town. A huge Big Rivers Conference game tomorrow night. The Cards riding that winning streak as they beat Eau Claire North. And there's the fumble on the 2-point conversion, and it'll be failed. So we'll go to the break. 66-0. McDonald back in a minute with a kick on WOGO Sports.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Free local delivery from the Medicine Shop Pharmacy saves you time, and time is money. But it also saves you gas, and gas costs money. Therefore, the Medicine Shop's free local delivery saves you a lot of money. How much money? Enough to buy your own private jet? Well, no. But maybe enough that you can spring for extra legroom the next time you fly commercial.
This is the life.
Locally owned makes all the difference. Free local delivery from the Medicine Shop Pharmacy of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
All right, we're back on WOGO Sports. Mark Halverson and Carter Grill. And again, David, is it David Anderson kicking? No, that's a different kicker. They're having troubles with it at the 10-yard line, New Auburn. That was Ryan Smisky, the freshman, getting a practice at kicking. Why not? Because you get Will Fritz as a senior, and somebody's got to continue it next year as McDonald continues to try to build this eight-man program, you know. Yep. And they'd love to be in that top 10, like Owen Withy and Thorpe are in the top five in the state in eight-player football. Max would love to get in there.
With the big classes of the sophomores and freshmen, right, this year, you could definitely make a big lineup.
And again, you know, there's going to be, you're going to miss your Dale Tetralts and such, but at the same time, you know, you keep around, and I mean, Dawson Moulton's just a freshman. Grant Smisky's a sophomore. He's your quarterback. And an incomplete pass off on the far side, intended that time for number 80, Justin Melland, a 6'4", 205-pound sophomore for New Auburn. Mostly keeping it on the ground, but down 66 to nothing. They think, hey, why not pass it? And the clock keeps running. 2:10 left here in this third quarter, 66-0 McDonald. I will safely predict a much closer game tomorrow night between Chihuahua and River Falls. On the far side, they're going to try to hand it off again. This time, Braden Johnson. He's been a workhorse here in this third quarter. And Johnson with a short gain out to about the 19-yard line. Gain of 4 on the play. So Johnson in the third quarter alone, and only had no carries in the first half, but he's had 5 carries for 16 yards here in the third quarter. As running out there for McDonald is Hunter Helland, a freshman, on defense on a 3rd and 6 against New Auburn. Receiver in motion. And the handoff, and moving it into the secondary, and look out, this guy could go. New Auburn to the 50, the 45, and brought down at about the 40-yard line by Eli Stepp as he brings down the big runner, number 80, Justin Mellon, right?
Yep.
Mellon with the long run from the 19 all the way to the 41, 31, 40-yard, 41-yard run to the 40-yard line.
He's a big Mellon's a big dude, 6'4", 205.
Yeah.
As a sophomore.
So Mellon gets a 40-yard run, the best of the night for New Auburn. And now going into the end zone, taking it on the right side, around and into the corner of the end zone, touchdown. And New Auburn gets their first score. Philip Galetka showing some speed on that one as well. Galetka's second carry of the night takes it. So back-to-back 40-yard runs. Where did those come from, Carter?
Well, not take away, but like that's kind of, that's our JV,
yeah,
JV defense.
JV defense,
yeah. And they're playing their varsity guys.
So 2 40-yard runs, and New Auburn feeling a little better to get off of the goose egg. And the clock does stop for a touchdown. So when you get a score like that, it does stop with 33.8 seconds. And they go for the two-point conversion. Hand off to Braden Johnson. He's going to try to pound his way up the middle, and he got there. So 66-8. We'll have the kickoff in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Zed! One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
40-yard touchdown run by Philip Galetka. Again, a number of reserves in for the Max defense, but still back-to-back. You got to feel good. I mean, back-to-back 40-yard runs and a two-point conversion, Braden Johnson. And it's 66-8. Now, again, not dangerous really of a comeback or even of losing the running clock, but you feel good for New Auburn.
Yeah, you do. I mean, they get that, they get the touchdown, and
the Max may have got a again, they got the shutout against Bruce, and then 46-8 last week against Cornell. This one 66-8. So, and there's the kickoff from New Auburn. Stace Stanley Lang and McDonald recovering it at about the 37-yard line or so on the far side.
Looks like number 11, Bryce Meyer, covered that.
Yep. Bryce, another one of the many freshmen. You talked about the freshman and sophomore. That's really, when you look at this McDonald, there are seniors.
There are seniors.
Not a lot of juniors. In fact, there is Miles Flanagan.
There's two.
And Wesley Eddy are the only juniors.
So yeah, with the depth, I mean, you see, you look at that depth chart, and you just see a bunch of seniors or a bunch of freshmen and juniors.
So you're really saying, I don't know about next year, but probably the year after that. And we talk about Grant Smiske's senior year, when a lot of those guys that are currently sophomores with those freshmen. We're at the end of three. It's jump around here at DeRay, 66-8 Max. Fourth quarter, a minute away on WOGO Sports.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
All right, fourth quarter is underway, and the Max with the football. And after the run out to Pat, close to midfield and a first down. That was a little bit discombobulated. The jump around between the third quarter, it was like a junior version of the Wisconsin game. And Max get it out to midfield. And again, the quarterback in for McDonald is the freshman, Eli Stepp. But it's hard with Smiske, the sophomore, in front of him. Loose ball, fumble, dropped out of there by 35, Justin Quall. And McDonald
New Auburn
did not recover it, so New Auburn gets it. And so Quall loses it on the exchange with the clock at 11 minutes left. So New Auburn, after their score, gets it at the McDonald 49. He may have given up a score, but I think backup defense or none, you don't want to give up any more, do you?
No, you don't really. So I'm sure there's going to be a little bit of a talk in that defensive huddle, being like, hey, we gave up one.
Yeah.
You know, let's try not to give another.
Let's not get sloppy.
Yeah.
And so you got Malachi Zuckerman over here, the big offensive lineman, just kind of
throwing
playing some catch.
Yep.
With
Looks like Dawson
Moulton. Dawson Moulton, the freshman. All right, so New Auburn now from the McDonald 49. That running clock at 10:25 left. 66-8 McDonald. It's all Max tonight.
Looks like a false start on New Auburn.
Yep, false start. So New Auburn now about 20 yards in penalties on the night. Stick around because we've got the post-game show. Afterwards, we'll look to talk to Mark Maloney on the field, the post-class and mirror post-game show, the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap. All ahead here on WOGO Sports. All right. This game is somewhat like the Greenwood game where the Max not in the Johnson rollout. They were in it some. That game, it was almost never because the long gainers and the explosive plays. But tonight we did get there early, but a lot of them have come from outside of that as another five-yard penalty marked off against New Auburn. Chi and River Falls tomorrow night, 6:35 pregame. Join Caleb Swenson and Alan Dunham. Should be a great broadcast tomorrow night. Undefeated River Falls. Deflected pass, incomplete. Thrown by Sawyer Jones, the freshman. Clock continues to run, 9:15 left in this fourth quarter, 66-8 McDonald. We're back with you 2 weeks from tonight. McDonald and Prairie Farm, it'll be a lot different than this game. Prairie Farm and McDonald, the undefeated team in their conference. Here in the eight-player conference they've got, and Prairie Farm getting a bye this weekend with Lake Holcomb dropping out, discontinuing, forfeiting the remainder of their games, including against McDonald next week. Not going to happen. Lake Holcomb done for the year. And the run on the right side by number 80, Justin Mellon. He's the guy who had a long run earlier that set up the touchdown run by Philip Goletka, but Mellon had had a 40-yard run as well, but not that time. Not that time, a loss on the play. All right, New Auburn now running clock at 8:14 and counting in the fourth quarter from the pistol. High snap to Sawyer Jones, rolls to his left, fires one. Got a little bit of a sidearm throw. He completes it to Mellon. Out to the McDonald 44-yard line, short of a first down still, but gaining some ground. You know, it was third and 22 from the 39, so he completes it for 17 yards to the 44 to Mellon. So Sawyer Jones, he's got a different sort of, I mean, he's a freshman, but he's got kind of a, don't you think it's kind of a sidearm motion?
Yeah, definitely kind of, you know, went a little Patrick Mahomes on our defense, but...
All right, on the fourth down play, and they go around the right side, and good defense by the Max and a swarm of tacklers there to get Goletka, who had run for the touchdown, but nothing doing on that one, and the Max were all over him as they'll take over on downs. And so from their own 43, McDonald, clock at 7:13 and counting left in this fourth quarter. And I see more than one player interested in dancing at different times.
Oh, yeah.
How did it go with your dance for homecoming a couple of weeks ago?
It was a pretty good, if I could say so myself. It was pretty good.
Got some good feedback?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, fun times.
Yeah. All right, the pitch out on the near side, the Max. And this is going to be number 13 getting the call from McDonald, Ryder Sullivan. Again, a fun runner to watch. And had a good run going before he was slowed down in his path. And they're going to mark it, give him a gain, though. Forward progress out to the 44-yard line. Make it the 46-yard line. So a gain of 3 on the play for Sullivan. He's got 3 carries for 25 yards here on the night. 66-8 McDonald. Clock at 6:15. And
buff snap or something.
And that's going to be number 28, Alan Minan. Again, he had the touchdown earlier. But Minan, no gain on the play.
Yeah. You know, third down, maybe go to the long ball here or just keep running it, you know. See what Maloney does here.
McDonald, third down from their own 40, third and 7. Need to get into New Auburn territory. A dish off to the right side. Completed pass. And the receiver out past midfield, Bryce Meyer, the freshman, one of those many frosh we've been telling you about. And the completion from another freshman, Eli Stepp, gets him to the 49. Well, to be a freshman playing varsity football, but again, you talk about eight man, there's only 29 guys on the team, so
exactly.
Opportunities do show themselves.
It's not like Chi High football where you got a bigger roster for 11 man.
Right. And so taking it to the 49's fourth down, Eli Stepp trying to run it, and he's going around the corner, and Stepp gets the first down to the 40 and inside to about the 38-yard line. So a gain of 11 on a fourth and two for Eli Stepp, the freshman. And again, Stepp and his running ability, not just speed but power.
Exactly. I mean, he, like I said before, I mean, he gets out into the open field. I mean, he can put a couple moves on you. So
yeah. And so another McDonald first down, unofficially their ninth of the night. We're getting a timeout? Apparently so. Breaking the action? No. I don't know what the music is. They're kind of throwing. We'll keep it here. All right. Eli Stepp and McDonald with that running clock. We just had some music. 4:31 left in the fourth quarter. It's flying by. And the handoff, Minen. And then a fumble comes squirting out of there, and they're going to say New Auburn. So Alan Minen, number 28, the sophomore, who's had a good night in a lot of ways, had a touchdown run of 21 yards, but loses a ball on a fumble after a short gain. And they lose it, their second turnover of the night, a fumble lost by Eli Stepp earlier. So I think it's the turnover game, I think, is 5 for New Auburn and 2 for the Macs, with under 4 minutes to play. And McDonald leading at 66-8. The freshman quarterback for New Auburn, Sawyer Jones, under center. Jones, pitch out, and he's going to get it off on the left side to Nathan Feedy. And Feedy is going to be stopped for a short gain, or maybe a loss. Let's see. From the original line of scrimmage, the 42, they're going to give him still the original, so no gain for Feedy. Feedy has 11 carries for 19 yards tonight. So he's carried a lot, but again, less than 2 yards a carry. As that running clock now at 3:14 left in this game. 66-8 McDonald. High snap, Sawyer Jones. Handoff, and the receiver coming by him. Minimal gain for 55, Philip Galetka. Galetka had the 40-yard touchdown run earlier. And a gain out to the 44, a gain of 3. So 46 yards rushing for Galetka to the 44-yard line. 2:45 left in regulation, 66-8 McDonald. Mark Halverson, Carter Grill on the call here on WOGOs. And double reverse, and then the loose ball. More times you hand it off, the more times somebody can drop it. Recovered out there by Nathan Feedy, but for a loss of 5 on the play, back to the 39. So I don't know, again, statistically, does Feedy get blamed for that? I mean, he recovered the fumble.
He recovered the fumble, so I'd say technically yes, because he was the one that technically, he had the ball.
It was your fault for being in an accident, even if it wasn't your fault.
Exactly. I mean,
you shouldn't have been there. All right. Fourth down, they're going to go for it. Sawyer Jones from the pistol. Fourth and long. Here comes the McDonald blitz. They're chasing him. He's running past the line of scrimmage, and that'll do it. They'll turn it over to the Max on downs. A gain of 3 for Sawyer Jones. And I think maybe for the freshman, it was his first run of the night. And that might be the last time they get the ball tonight. As now the clock, 1:40. I'm going to need to start to get things ready for going down on the field.
Do that.
And because we have not done that with Mark Maloney yet this season, but we hope to do that here for you tonight.
Oh, flea flicker.
That's odd.
That is odd.
They get the ball. There was some talk that Tampa Bay maybe wanted to do that this past Sunday and did not pull it off. As they get the ball ultimately to Eli Stepp. So what do you know?
That's something new you haven't seen before from Mark.
Pulling that out with getting to the 31-yard line.
Exactly.
And enough for a first down, apparently. All right, well, let's keep it here for a little while longer. We'll work on getting down on the field later. All right, and the McDonald Max losing yardage this time as they get it off to Ryder Sullivan again. And Sullivan knocked backwards. The final 30 seconds of this one. We'll be taking a three-minute break and immediately after this game before we get to the post-class and mirror post-game show on WOGO Sports. And that'll do it, taking a knee, Eli Stepp, and that is going to finish this game as the McDonald Max win it 66-8 over Bruce. Stick around for the post-class and mirror post-game show as we'll head to the field and talk to Mark Maloney. We'll have highlights as well, the Holly Bovee names, you know, stats, recap. It's all ahead here on WOGO. Before we wrap it up, and they're shaking hands here. Hey, don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And coming soon to Rice Lake, visit cvosm.com/WOGO. Coming up, Mark Maloney and the post-game show, post-class and mirror post-game show, coming next on WOGO Sports.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Our team member Nick will tell you why.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one. Wisconsin is the dairy state, so naturally, Culver's was inspired by everyone's favorite rich and creamy tradition, frozen custard. We make our fresh frozen custard in small batches in every Culver's. It's a match, or batch, made in heaven.
Come have a taste of Wisconsin. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
A high school sports career goes by way too fast. So how do you make all those memories last for a lifetime? You could get the standard sports photos.
Now hold the ball on your hip and smile.
Or you could call Orange Impression for a hype video that your team will never forget. Orange Impression captures real game highlights with professional video, editing, and music that will make your athlete feel like a pro. Not convinced? Check out their high school football hype reels at orangehype.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
All right, Mark Halverson making my way down to the field right now as we are behind fans, hoping to get out on the field and talk to Mark Maloney. But a good crowd here tonight to cheer the Max down to 66-8 victory over New Auburn, and slowly making our way down the stairs here. Kind of a crush of many, many fans, kind of slow moving. And we can break past them and get ourselves down to the Field is the head coach, Mark Maloney. But Carter Grill is a senior. Give us your thoughts on tonight's victory.
Well, from the start, from the start of it all, I mean, you could see that McDonald was just the better team coming out. We kind of just gave it to them. Kind of felt bad at times because, I mean, they just put their entire heart out for that in the game. So, but the team overall looked good. The offense was performed very well. So overall, I think it was a good game and good 2-week stretch here to perfect that even more.
Yeah, on paper, it certainly looked like McDonald is going to be dominant, and on the field, they certainly were. And we're catching up with Coach Mark Maloney here in the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show on WOGO Sports. Brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. And Brandon Berg of the Chippewa Terrell Telecom is here. All right. Live radio. All right, Coach Maloney, 66-8, your thoughts?
Our kids played very well, in that first half. It's kind of, we kind of thought it was going to end up that way. And again, our kids played very, very tough with a lot of class out there. I wanted them to play with a lot of class. This New Auburn team, I've been down that road, where they're banged up a little bit. But they gave it everything they had, and they're good kids over there, good coaches over there. And I thought our kids just did a really nice job out there.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of guys got to take part in the offense and get in the end zone.
Oh, yeah. The JV kids went out there and did a nice job. We got Grant running the ball a little bit, and I like seeing that. And, with Dale and David running, in the pass out there, them two kids are just so dangerous out there. And then, once we get that passing game working, it opens up our running game with Dawson and Evan and, Daniel Fritz and Brady. Those guys all ran the ball very well tonight. So happy to see that. And then our JV players got to put some points on the board, too.
Yeah, and so, Coach, for you, no game next week. And so the next time we'll be here 2 weeks from tonight against Prairie Farm. So what's kind of the plan from now till then?
I told these kids, we got to come up with a good 2-week game plan here. Mm-hmm. And again, Prairie Farm, they had this week off because they were supposed to play Lake Holcomb tomorrow night. So then they got Bruce next week. So, we'll see how that goes for them up there. And we got to get ready to stop Prairie Farm's running game. They got a pretty volatile running game. They got that Rosbeck kid that does a really good job running the football for them. So, we got to just watch a lot of film here in the next week or two and figure out a game plan how to stop them guys.
Get healthy and be ready to go to them tonight.
Oh, yeah. And we're pretty healthy right now. So, and everybody's pretty happy. And that's the way we wanted to end this one. So, we just got to.
Coach, when you look at the fact that your two losses to teams that are ranked third and fifth in eight-player football, that's nothing to be ashamed of.
Oh, no. Thorpe's got a really awesome team, and so does Owen Withy. I was glad to play those guys, and I thought we played very well against those two teams.
Yeah.
And that was early on, and we made a few mistakes, and I think we've cleaned up a lot of that stuff. So, those two games were good games for us to get ready for this conference play, but, now we got to get ready to take on Prairie Farm.
Coach, thanks a lot. I didn't make you do the walk tonight.
No, that was good. I don't know if I would have made it up there.
Thank you. Coach Mark Maloney after a 66-8 win in the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show. Stick around. We've got highlights and the Holly Bovee names you know stats recap coming up in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local employee-owned factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Our team member Nick will tell you why.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one. Wisconsin is the dairy state, so naturally, Culver's was inspired by everyone's favorite rich and creamy tradition, frozen custard. We make our fresh frozen custard in small batches in every Culver's. It's a match, or batch, made in heaven.
Come have a taste of Wisconsin. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Alley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
A high school sports career goes by way too fast. So how do you make all those memories last for a lifetime? You could get the standard sports photos.
Now hold the ball on your hip and smile.
Or you could call Orange Impression for a hype video that your team will never forget. Orange Impression captures real game highlights with professional video, editing, and music that will make your athlete feel like a pro. Not convinced? Check out their high school football hype reels at orangehype.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
All McDonald tonight, winning at 66-8 over New Auburn. The Max go to 4-2, 3-0 in the conference. Mark Halverson and Carter Grill in the Max postgame, the Postclass and Mirror postgame show. And there's some of the highlights, what it sounded like with the victory here tonight. Making recycling easy and job sites more efficient, JohnsonRolloffService.com. Smiski, handoff this time, Fritz. Fritz on his feet, the 10. Good shake at the 5. He's going to get in the end zone. Touchdown. Ryan Fritz with 10:19 to go first quarter. Puts the Max on the scoreboard, leading 6-0. Second down and 4 for the Max from their own 45, going left to right. And there's the quick pass. Tetrault on the right side. He's going to fake and go. He's to the 40, the 35. He could go. The 30, the 20, go. The 10. Dale Tetrault scores. 7:47 to go in the first quarter, and the Max lead at 13-0. And I just want to apologize. I was hearing that first touchdown because Daniel Fritz, of course, it sounded like I said something that wasn't Daniel. So my apologies for that to him on that wonderful 14-yard touchdown he had. Let's pick up more of the highlights.
Scored.
Yep. And so Max I formation, Grant Smiski, the sophomore. Just a sophomore, this kid. Rolling to his right. He's going to throw the long ball right away down the field. He's going to find Anderson for the touchdown. David Anderson, the very first play. McDonald not holding anything back. The 43-yard touchdown strike. Tetrault was down there, too. And the Max lead it 20-0. Take this one.
Take himself.
Smiski running self into the heart of the defense. And Smiski going to get himself all the
touchdown.
Way into the end zone for another touchdown with 6:19 to go first quarter. New Auburn just cannot stop McDonald. Line now. Smiski, I formation. Fritz behind him, the fullback. Dawson Moulton, the tailback. Pitch to Moulton, the near side. He's going to go. The 45, the 50, the 45. He's into the secondary. The 35, he wants to score in one play. Dawson Moulton's going to take it to the house. Touchdown. 57 yards, and Moulton puts the Max up 34-0. It's down. From the 24 of New Auburn, knocking on the Johnson Roloff red zone end of this first quarter, near the end of it. Smiski's going to pass. He's got his receiver. Anderson's going to shake free into the end zone. Touchdown. David Anderson, second touchdown catch of the first quarter, giving the Max a 40-0 lead on the 24-yard touchdown strike. Again, all of that in the first quarter, and we picked it up with more action in the second quarter. More
so
fireworks.
Picking it up there with Anderson off to the right, Tetrault to the left. Smiski is going to take it himself up the middle for the score, and the Max go up 46-0 with 9:53 to go in the first half.
And other action was still ahead here for McDonald before halftime. And Fritz with the 30-yard run. Smiski, I formation. And behind him, he's going to pitch it out. And there's the running back's going to take it into the secondary, dashing towards the end zone. And the touchdown for 21, Evan Eckes, as he's got his first score of the night from 28 yards out. And the Macs lead it 53-0. And one final first-half score for McDonald. Sound about
all right,
the Macs 54-0. And now running it to this side, Stepp is going to keep it himself. Turns the corner, the 20, the 15. He's still on his feet, the 10, the 5, touchdown. Eli Stepp takes it to the house with 2:40 to go in the first half. And the Macs lead it 60-0. And in the second half, there was one score, a 21-yard touchdown run by Alan Meinen. There was also a score for New Auburn as a 40-yard, two 40-yard runs back-to-back, but Philip Galetka got the 40-yard touchdown run, a two-point conversion by Braden Johnson, and McDonald winning at 66-8 tonight. Here on the Post-Glass and Mirror postgame show, Carter Grill, a final thought?
Overall, the team looked pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe New Auburn didn't come out with their...
Well,
they were injured, give or take.
But they, you knew on paper this was what the likely result, and they took care of business,
exactly,
right? There wasn't
exactly, yeah.
A mental lapse there. But now, again, you got to prepare yourself for that Prairie Farm running game 2 weeks from tonight, which we'll have. We need to bring you the Holly Bobey Names You Know stats recap here on WOGO Sports. Obviously, I mean, Grant Smiski through the air tonight, completing unofficially five balls to Dale Tetrell for 105 yards. One of those a touchdown of 55 yards. David Anderson catches two balls for 67, and both of them touchdowns. Meanwhile, on the ground, Dawson Moulton, just a handful of carries, four carries for 74 yards. You got a thing where McDonald's won three straight blowouts, and so, yeah, as Coach Maloney says, we are healthy. They don't really need a week off, but they are going to get that. And, again, watching a lot of film, getting ready. And they'll be chomping at the bit to face Prairie Farm in a couple weeks. Other ground gainers, Evan Eckes, two carries for 40 yards and a touchdown. Ryder Sullivan and Precious, four carries for 25 yards. Meinen did have that 21-yard touchdown, did lose a fumble, four carries for 28 yards. Rubenzer, one carry for 11. Cale Holm, two carries for 9 yards. Fritz, three carries for 51, but did also have that 14-yard touchdown, the very first one of the night. Two touchdowns running for Grant Smiski, one of 22 yards, the other of 2 yards, four carries for 19 unofficially for him. And Eli Stepp with four carries for 51, including a 22-yard touchdown run. Nice, you know, good backup quarterback, good running backup quarterback behind Grant Smiski for the McDonald Macs. Meanwhile, for the opposing New Auburn squad, I mean, they did get some 40-yard runs on their ultimate touchdown drive. Galetka finishes with three carries for 46 yards to lead the way. Melland had two carries for 39. But ultimately, they were just outmatched by the Macs tonight as McDonald wins it. The big stat that you want to pay attention to, 66-8 McDonald. The Names You Know stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovey and Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Again, that does it for the Post-Glass and Mirror postgame show. The Macs winning at 66-8. Checking the WOGO Sports calendar. Hey, what you need to know is two things. It's Chippewa Falls hosting River Falls tomorrow night right here at Ray. Undefeated River Falls. Chi High on a two-game winning streak. It's going to be a battle royal right here tomorrow night, 6:35 pregame, WOGO Sports. But basically, be here, and it's not going to rain. There's no rain in the forecast for the first time in 5 weeks on Friday night. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So we got a great broadcast team ready to bring you that call tomorrow night. So bring your headset and give that a listen, and be here to cheer on the Cards to hopefully give River Falls their first loss of the season. We're back with McDonald 8-player football 2 weeks from tonight against Prairie Farm. It's going to be a lot different, Carter.
Oh, yeah. That game's going to have a lot more intensity in it. Then.
Yeah, it does. So the conference title and playoff implications on the line. Our thanks to Dawson Halverson manning the controls back at our WOGO studio. And make sure we've done all that we need to as we dot the I's and cross the T's here tonight. And I think one final time on the way out the door, I want to remind you folks about what a great opportunity there is at Berry Global. They've opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 an hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location. Do yourself a favor. It's at berryglobal.com/careers. Thanks so much for listening. We'll get the podcast posted to wogo.com. 66-8. The Macs go to 4-2, 3-0 in conference as New Auburn drops to 0-6. Good night.
McDonald Max Football on WOGO has been brought to you by Ashley Construction, Post Glass and Mirror, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Alley, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center of Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates Professional Land Surveying, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Northwestern Bank, by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Mason Companies, Stelter Incorporated, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Royal Credit Union, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Weirs Gallup Plumbing, Heating and Air of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Max Football on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program, Already in Progress.